Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 348. The stanzas 1 through 4. With joy and gladness in my soul, I hear the call to prayer. Let us go up to God's own house and bow before him there. And what follows, Psalter 348, the first 4 stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Kings 17, the verses 8 through 24. 1 Kings 17, beginning with the 8th verse. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go, and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, and neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things, that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance, and to slay my son? And he said unto her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom, and carried him up into a loft, where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn, by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times, and cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. We hope to remember in prayer Victoria, 9-year-old daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Ryan and Book, who had her appendix removed this evening. Let us pray. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when by renewal on this special day of prayer, when we attempt to draw nigh unto thee, to open our unclean lips, and to try to humbly ask thee by renewal for a blessing upon the season which lies before us, and then it is so needful that we are filled with that awe and with that reverence, with the profound impression of our sins and of our unworthiness. That we have nothing to plead upon. And to that end, may we be given to beg for thy mercy. Wilt thou grant a little of what the prophet of old has prayed, O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do it for thy great name's sake. For our iniquities are many. We have sinned against thee, O the hope of Israel, the Savior thereof in time of trouble. Be not as a wayfaring man, or as a stranger that turneth into tarry for a night. Be not as a man astonished that cannot save, for, Lord, thou art in the midst of us. We are called by thy name. Leave us not. What a fitting prayer for this day. Lord, then by renewal above all things, wilt thou bless the means of grace amongst us and our children, that young and old may be converted, false foundations uncovered, and that thy children may be instructed, comforted, encouraged, led further into the mysteries of salvation. Wilt thou grant that close, that tender and that dependent life, with our eyes upon thee, with our hope and our expectation from the God who has made the heavens and the earth, and who upholdeth all things in the way of providence. But, Lord, remember also all the temporal needs. And then we commend unto thee the mothers with the children in their dwellings, in the busyness of life, at times when they are overwhelmed. Do remember, do strengthen, and do help during the daytime and in the night watches. Remember the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou bless the manifold labors, different places, different circumstances, when the farmers by renewal, when they shall go to the fields, and to entrust the sea to the earth. May their eyes be upon thee. May it please thee, we may thank thee for the snow, the moisture, which thou granteth. Wilt thou keep from destruction? We have seen it in the past year, that in a few moments, that everything can be destroyed. Wilt thou keep from great storms, insects and disease? Wilt thou remember in the business, in construction? We remember all of our truckers when day after day they are traveling. Wilt thou keep them mile after mile, and times an impression that we are all travelers to that never-ending eternity? Wilt thou remember the children with their studies? The one is more talents than another, but wilt thou help them? Remember the students that are studying in higher institutions of learning with all the different thoughts. Wilt thou keep them? Wilt thou watch over them? We commend unto thee those who take care of the sick, of the elderly ones, those that work in the field of emergency, trying circumstances many a time. Wilt thou help, and wilt thou remember them? Lord, wilt thou keep us from harm and danger? Wilt thou graciously watch over us? Wilt thou end the season? Because we live in a time Satan has but a short time. The temptations are so manifold. Wilt thou keep us from sin and temptation, not trusting in our own strength, but prayerfully using the means. We commend thy church all over the earth unto thee. Wilt thou increase the number of thy servants and grant more teachers for our Christian schools? Wilt thou remember the student when everything is well? Then in this season, then he shall be declared a candidate. Wilt thou guide and lead? Wilt thou remember the instructors in our theological school? We commend unto thee the persecuted church, the Jewish people, also mission work, also our mission field. Wilt thou remember thy servants, the team, and him with his wife and family, when everything may proceed as planned, that in the summer months that he hopes to be sent out to travel to Bolivia. Oh, wilt thou in a special way remember them with the learning of another language, make it easy for them. May there be those times that they may be given to experience special tokens of thy divine favor, the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. Wilt thou remember the family circle that dwelleth in another province, another family which hopes to move at the end of this month? Wilt thou prosper their way? And then we commend the families where it is in their thoughts, perhaps contemplating also to move. Then it is so necessary to be much in our knees and asking thee for guidance and for leading, that thou may go before, and that it may be for the coming of thy kingdom. O Lord, remember our country, our poor country, our declining country. Then we commend unto thee our Prime Minister, that his eyes may be opened, that he may be given to see, then his efforts, his language, would become so different. It is necessary for Prime Minister, for premiers, those that govern in the cities, in the town. Well, thou remember our little town. May it please thee to remember our community. Pour out thy Holy Spirit upon us. We remember our armed forces that have the solemn duty to stand on guard concerning the safety of our country, where the enemies are manifold. Wilt thou help and remember them, Lord? Provide for our daily bread. Wilt thou remember the special needs, a young daughter underwent surgery in this evening hour. Wilt thou soon return her to her dwelling with her parents and family, a grand healing and strengthening. And then thou wert speaking in her young life, my daughter, give me thy heart, Lord, by thy grace. Wilt thou take possession of her heart. Remember father and mother with the family circle. Sanctify the callings. Wilt thou remember all that is difficulties of the body. The circumstances are all known unto thee. Those that also struggle at times with difficulties of the mind, Lord. Wilt thou remember and watch over them in a special way. And when there are times when it seems to become too much, may they be given to open thy word and bow their knees and humbly ask thee that thou may grant courage for the way. Wilt thou remember the handicapped by renewal. We commend unto thee the mourning ones, and wilt thou remember the elderly ones. Remember the family circles may love abound when it is different. Wilt thou grant repentance, and what has been separated, bring it together according to thy holy word. Remember all those that struggle with temptations and with addictions. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee by renewal for thy gracious help. Grant thy Holy Spirit. Make it a rich blessing. May it be for encouragement in this hour those that are lawfully hindered. Grant them a blessing in their dwellings, Lord. Then on a special day of prayer, then the needs are so manifold. Wilt thou remember everything that we forget? Then it is necessary that we pray with the disciples. Lord, teach us to pray. And then thou hast declared, thy dear son has taught thy church, that after this manner we ought to pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Psalter 440. Let us sing 1 and 2, and if necessary, number 3. In my grievous tribulation, hear my cry and supplication. O my God, who hearest prayer, look on me in all my care, day and night in my complaining, never my mournful voice restraining. Psalter 440, 1 and 2, and if necessary, also the 3rd.
Thank you.
in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 1 Kings 17, the verses 17 through 24. And we shall read the verses 19, 20, and 21. And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. Our text words speak of deep mourning in the favored house of the widow of Zarephath, with four thoughts, and the first thought is the last thought of this morning, the special provision before this morning. Secondly, the word spoken concerning this morning. Thirdly, the prayer upon this morning. And fourthly, the deliverance from this morning. A special provision. Deep mourning in the favored house of the widow of Zarephath. A special provision. The word spoken, the prayer, and the deliverance. Beloved congregation, we have heard in this morning that the prophet Elijah was sent to the widow of Zarephath, who was gathering a few sticks to prepare one more meal for herself and her son. And then she has told the prophet and die. But then the prophet has spoken, and Elijah said unto her, fear not, do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. And then a promise added, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail. Thus that widow woman has received the command and also a promise. We find many exhortations and many commands in the Word of God, with also added promises. But do we believe it? For that woman, then it would be such a wonder, because she had a little meal left, a little oil, and then first commanded to bake a cake for the prophet, And then the promise that the barrel of meal would not waste, neither the cruse of oil fail. And so in obedience to the word of the prophet who was spoken in the name of the Lord, then she has made that cake, brought it to the promise, to the prophet, because we read, and she went, and that was by true saving faith, because it is evident that this widow was a partaker of the grace of God, because in Hebrews 11, there is spoken of the heroes of faith. And then we also read in verse 35, a woman received their dead back to life again. Thus that woman, she was simply given to believe the command with the accompanying promise that that barrel of meal and the cruse of oil, that it would not fail. And then we read, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Thus what a wonder in that dwelling, that day after day, could not be explained how it was, because in Bible times, then they had earthen clay vessels. Thus the prophet and that woman and her son, they could not look into that jar, how it all went. But each time, every day by renewal, then there was sufficient meal and sufficient oil that he may be sufficed. Thus for the prophet and the woman, and for her son, then it was truly, give us this day our daily bread. Thus what a dependent life that that household had from day to day. That is so missed in our day, has been written by a certain one. He's spoken in a reverent way. He says the government is trying hard to take the place of God, and not to blame all the government. It is the fault of the people when the churches, when the neighbors do not provide for one another, but then that man has written that the government tries to imitate a triune God. The government, the Father, Social Security, the Savior, and the Holy Ghost with the media to promote it. Nevertheless, may we be given to feel how dependent we are upon the Lord for everything, and with what the Lord grants, and that we need his blessing. Oh, then surely, then there were times in that dwelling that they were given to be wonder the goodness of the Lord. Oh, surely there were times that with Job 23, verse 16, that they could say, for God maketh my heart soft. That at times that they have sung, and what an opportunity that the prophet and that widow had to speak to their little son of the wonderful works of the Lord, that it is the Lord that made it so that barrel was never empty, and also that crew's parents. May you be given to do the same. Special opportunities, special circumstances, oh, do take the time in the busyness of this world to gather with your children round about God's holy word to speak of his wonderful works in providence, but above all the way that the church is saved. Oh, in that household, then it cannot be different, of course. Must all be given. Because we have read it this morning out of James 5, that Elijah was a man like of passions as we are. Thus the people in Bible times, they were the same as us. And that becomes evident with Elijah under the juniper tree when he nearly despaired, so discouraged that hoped that with a wonder, with that fire destroying the altar, that people would return and that Jezebel, that she would be given to see that not Baal, but the God of Israel is the living God. And now in that household, what was now the danger? That the wonder, that it would become normal. That after a time, that the wonder was not so great. They knew it with our mind, in their mind. But it did not make such an impression. Do we also have trouble therewith? With all the common mercies of the Lord. If we consider that barrel of oil, of meal, and the cruse of oil. What is now a bigger wonder? That is a big wonder. But that wonder, or that every 24 hours that the world turns, what a mighty hand. Think our children can understand it. What a powerful hand of the Lord to turn that world. But do we see it? Are there times? Has there been a time that it became a wonder that the sun may arise over such an unworthy one? Because if the earth would not keep spinning, then in a short time, the one side of the earth would be scorched and the other side would freeze. Thus a favored household, I read in Psalm 34 verse 9, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Thus the household, the meal and the oil, and then they were given to feast. Ah, then we may also speak about the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, the oil, the work of the Holy Spirit. When that may be revealed, applied, then the church may be given to feast. Our second thought, the word spoken in this morning. And then we read in verse 17, and it came to pass after these things. A new season lies before us. What shall all take place unknown unto us? Lord shall fulfill his counsel. Then also after this prayer day, and it came to pass after these things. Then how quickly, unexpectedly, that things can change. That widow, she has already experienced much. what that was for that widow with her little son. When that drought has come, and when the food was becoming less, how she must have wept and thought, if I now still had a husband, then we could speak together about these matters. Widowers and widows understand it. But may I ask you, husbands and wives, how is it with your marriage? How is it with the communication? Is that communication well? That you may speak to heart, or is it more shallow and only about the temporal things? It's a question, husbands and wives. A good question to ask each other tonight before you go to bed. How that communication is, because it can be that there can still be much loneliness. And now in the blessed house of that widow with the prophet of the Lord, with her little son, it is clear that he was not yet so old. The Lord has made a great difference where there was no difference in the land of Israel. There was much hunger, starvation, and death. And in that heathen land, there was a dwelling where they have experienced the special blessing, the special providence, and the special favor of the Lord. And then we read, and it came to pass after these things, family circles, in the busyness of life, may we be given to oftentimes appreciate one another. The blessing when there are no empty places. It is written in verse 17. And it came to pass after these things. We may ask the Lord if it may please him to spare us in this season. And if it is the Lord's will that we are ushered out of this life, then what is the most important question? Are we prepared? Have we received a new heart? Have we been drawn by the cords of love? Have we received the pardoning of our sins? We read of a dwelling, the special blessing of the Lord. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was very sore. What a concern. What a prayers must have been sent up. The widow with her little boy on her lap. And his sickness was very sore. And then we read that there was no breath left in him. One verse, but what a meaning in that verse. There are families that understand it cannot be explained, cannot be fathomed what death was. And for that woman with such privileges, with such blessed experiences, and then to be plunged into the deepest mourning. And then she started to speak. to the prophet of the Lord. And she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? What do you think of those words, congregation? For that woman, even makes the way deeper. There are times that the church of God may sing concerning wonderful deliverances, a certain believing that it is the special hand of the Lord that they are given to sing his praises. And then, when the way goes so different, oh, the Lord, in such a wonderful way, has sent a prophet, and she has stated and died, but the Lord has intervened. The Lord has wonderfully provided from day to day, and now it seems, what must she think of her singing, of her speaking? Oh, for the true child of God, what a depth it can be where it seemed that their religion, they thought it was of God, and that it seems that it has become deceit. Oh, how the devil can attack such a one by day and night. And to that end, and she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? That widow, if the prophet had not come, she would have baked her meal and both of them would have died. But now the prophet has come, spared for a certain time. And now not only a widow, she has experienced what it is to lose a dear husband, but now also to lose a dear son. How bitter, how deep that the way was. There are mourning ones that understand it. We know the whys, the wherefores, tis wrong to call the Lord to give an account of all his doings. But what a questions there can arise when the Lord, when he comes in the way of adversity, when he take dear ones out of her midst. Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance? There were positive things in what she has spoken. In the first place, she still believed that Elijah was a man of God. And in the second place, with the affliction, she was exercised with her sin. art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance. Was it a sin of her former life? Or was it the sin? What do you think, congregation, that that widow must have had much trouble with? Idolizing her little son. As a Jacob, her life was wrapped up in the life of the land. Oh, how difficult. Husbands, wives, are you never afraid when her husband or wife is a larger place than the Lord? The Lord would take away. Fathers and mothers, is that never your fear? So taken up with your children, perhaps idolizing them and the Lord more and more on the background. I have read in earlier days of young people, young women that feared the Lord, and when a respectable young man has asked her to get acquainted, a foreign attended marriage, that there have been those that have said they must lay it before the Lord because they feared that it would affect that blessed communion with the bridegroom in heaven. What a close life. Thus my sin to remembrance. Too large a place. Thus, then we read of blessed things. When the Lord sends adversity, trials, that we become exercised with our sin. There can be circumstances that we know that our conscience shall speak the reason why the Lord has sent that affliction. Can be other times when it is not clear, and when a soul becomes exercised with it. What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance? Has that widow, has she thought? Because with that holy man of God, then our sins, the closer we live to God's word and at the throne of grace, the more tender it shall be, and the more we shall be exercised with our sins. And has that widow no thought? We have dwelt together for a certain time, and it is not written that that woman had a sinful life. No, we may believe that it was a life according to the law of God. But the true people of God, they are not only busy with the outward life, shall be a fruit, but they are busy with their heart. With this trial and this affliction, has that woman now thought, has the prophet, does he now know what an evil heart I have within? And because the prophet has prayed that it would not rain, Maybe the woman has thought, because she said, and to slay my son, has the prophet also laid this case before the Lord? When we consider the woman that was so privileged and with those blessings, and that is a picture of the child of God to experience many special tokens of his love, a close life at the throne of grace. But the church must learn that with those blessings they cannot die. Justice needs to be satisfied. Our third thought, the prayer upon this morning, let us first sing. Psalter 77, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5. In prosperous days I boasted, unmoved I shall remain. For Lord, by thy good favor, my cause thou didst maintain. And what follows, Psalter 77, the stanzas 3 through 5. a deep mourning in the favored house of the widow of Zarephath. Special provision, a word spoken, and now thirdly, the prayer upon this morning. We do not read that the prophet Elijah has given her a long sermon, explaining to her that the Lord is sovereign, that she has experienced, because the prophet was sent to her, has not tried to explain that the Lord doeth all things well. It is true. But the mourning of this woman was too great. We read in Proverbs 15, verse 1, a soft answer turneth away wrath. He has simply said to the widow, to the woman, give me thy son. And we do not read that the widow has resisted. He has let the prophet take her son, gave her a little hope, undoubtedly, who can tell? The Lord had already done such wonderful things, and now the prophet Elijah has taken her son, and there the widow sat with an empty lap. No son. And Elijah has left, and the woman was waiting. And then what a beautiful example we have for prayer day. Boys and girls, what did the prophet now do with that little son? Dead. Lifeless. He has taken that little son and laid him on his bed. And then he has prayed. And then we read, prayed, and he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, prayer of faith, was a called prophet, my God, was also a trial for Elijah. That widow woman has been so good. They were given to partake of the Lord's gifts, experience the sweet communion of saints. What a blessed household. Three people, and all converted, because we believe those whom the Lord has taken away by death and brought to life again, that they were people of God, and that their soul has went to heaven, returned to their bodies, and what they have seen in heaven, experienced, that was hidden for them. So also, with the resurrection of Christ, we read of many saints that have risen. But what a trial for Elijah. What must he now say concerning his God? What a deep way. It is for the living church. When the Lord sends deep afflictions, deep trials, and outsiders then ask, Is that now the God that you have boasted of? That he takes care of his people, can be multiplied out. O Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? We can picture it, the prophet Elijah on his knees with that little son on his bed. What an example for consistory, fathers and mothers, for all of us. Does that still take place, fathers and mothers, that as it were, when you bow your knees, that you have your children, one by one, laid before you, and that you mention their names in prayer? Outward needs above all spiritual needs, dead in sins and trespasses, not only children that are going the wrong way, if much difficulty, I hope, boys and girls, young people, that you do your best to please your parents, that you cause them not grief, but also the children that may obey well, tender conscience, but they all need to be converted. Thus, what a beautiful instruction, our children on bed before us and crying mightily unto the Lord, Lord, wilt thou save them? Wilt thou convert them? Wilt thou keep them from sin and temptation? Lord, raise them up as monuments of thy free and sovereign grace. Lord, take early possession of their little hearts when they become teenagers, that they succumb not to peer pressure and to the many temptations in the time that we live. The praying prophet with the little son before him on his bed, crying, pleading, begging. What a blessing. When there may be that wrestling, granted by the Spirit for that wonder-doing God to save us and our children, a begging that the means of grace, that it may be richly blessed, applied by the work of the Holy Spirit before us, impossibilities, difficulties, the temporal needs, but above all, our dear ones traveling to that never-ending eternity. How is it with us, congregation, when we bend our knees? Because then also other things can appear before us and sound in our ears. Oh, it is true. Oh, our prayers, they need repenting of, they need the forgiveness in the blood, that we are so busy with all the cares, the temporal wants, our daily bread, but can also be when we listen to music that we ought not to listen to. Maybe we kept in young people when you have begun. May you ask the Lord to be delivered, and can be that that hellish music sounds in our ears. There are ministers in the Reformed Church when they were young that they have listened to it, and they shall tell you that at times at the bottom of the pulpit or on the pulpit that hellish music all comes back. Can be, cannot be different when with our eyes we look at matters which ought not to be looked at. Let us mention porn. That when we come on our knees and our conscience is not seared, not hardened, that it shall come back, how necessary that we are given to pray that the Lord keep us. We also read, and he stretched himself upon the child three times. Thus the prophet also used means. We must pray and work. It's for our daily bread, but also concerning the saving of our soul. O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. The deliverance from this morning. And the Lord heard, but three times. He stretched himself three times and prayed. Thus that speaks of perseverance, that tells us, congregation, to keep praying. Number three in the scriptures, that is the number of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and we may be sure that that woman, that widow, an empty lap, she has given that child over to Elijah. We have mentioned from Hebrews 11, included in the heroes of faith, also a praying that is so needful. Oh, how the church oftentimes has experienced the power of prayer. May the Lord grant it by his Spirit. And the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. The third time that she has received her son. The first time when he was born. Then the Lord has spared life and given life. The second time, because for that widow and with that drought and with the meal and oil running out, then a thousand times in her mind she has seen her dead boy, because she had said, gathering two sticks, prepare a meal, and die. That was the second time. And now for the third time, she has received her son back. There are those amongst us, many, that have received family members back. Hospital, accidents can multiply it out. And then finally, and the woman said to Elijah, "Now, by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth." Do you have difficulty with that statement? Do you think, what an awful woman? Or are there souls that understand it? But everything that they have experienced, and it can go so upside down. Ah, the church knows that unbelief is the greatest sin, dishonors God, and it brings darkness. But all the Lord has a people. Can he even be in prayer day? That they are given to beg. Ah, Lord, thou hast done wonderful things, but, and that heart, and that unbelief can be so strong, but may it now please thee on prayer day to grant me a special token of thy favor, that I may surely believe that thou knowest of me, that thou hast begun, and that I have not begun with thee, because then it shall come to an end. Ah, for that woman, when she received her son back, then she was given to believe with certainty that the prophet was the man of God, that the God of Israel, he was the living God. Oh, that has taken place for the church. When Christ is resurrected from the dead, oh, on the eighth day, when Christ by renewal has appeared to the disciples, oh, for that Thomas, that he could say, "My Lord and my God." A blessed dwelling. The wonders of the Lord experienced. A praying family. The Lord has heard. The Lord has answered. We read in Psalm 111, "The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein." And in Psalm 107, verse 43, "Whoso is wise and will understand these things, they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord." Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of the prophet with that dead son on his bed before him, and that he has cried mightily unto thee, and thou hast heard the prayer, thou hast done wonders. May it be given, and may it be experienced in this new season. Grant a prayer for one another. Bind the matter upon the hearts. Grant a spirit of prayer and of supplication. Wilt thou remember us in the remainder of this week? Remember and help the consistory when they hope to gather tomorrow evening. Remember two families, one in a sister congregation, the other in the Netherlands, who were called upon on the last day of the week to bring a beloved one to the cemetery. May the callings be sanctified, thy word blessed. Lord, bring us now safely to our dwellings, over the unsafe roads, and may we be given to see, meet one another on the Sabbath day in thy house. May it also be experienced, those communal prayers, a mighty calling unto thee. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 388, let us sing 3, 4, and 5. My prayer is unto thee, O Lord, no refuge but in thee I know, and no portion but in thee I find. Lord, in my need, thy mercy show, and what follows, 388, only 3, 4, and 5. Thank you. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.